He's found Buffalo, Jameson thought, a stir of excitement in him. There had been a time when it took a big herd to excite him. Of late, it was a great satisfaction to find 15 or 20 head. He remounted and crossed the open, brushless valley in a long trot, the brown grass rustling underfoot. In places it reached to the bay horse's knees. Climbing the hill, he found Messick still sitting there, gravely waiting for him, his narrow shoulders slumped. An emptiness settled in Jameson as he read Messick's solemn eyes. "I thought you'd found Buffalo," Messick grunted. "Not exactly. I just wanted you to come look." Messick reined his horse around and moved off the slope, his long shanks raised a little to heal the sorrel's ribs. Jameson trailed him, content in his weariness to move at a casual pace. Still young enough as years went, he no longer possessed the drive he used to have. Youth was slipping away from him, he knew. The frontier took it out of a man. The frontier and the war. "There it is," Messick said somberly. Scattered over several hundred yards of ground lay the bloated carcasses of some 20 skinned buffalo, now so rank that Jameson's horse snorted and shied away.